This is an ABC podcast.
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, we've been through the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, the Iron Age, and we're currently in the Hydrocarbon Age. But with a bit of clever thinking, we could be entering the Wood Age. Wood, which is renewable, has a surprising amount of potential. Semiconductors, batteries, steel, concrete, and even plastics can all be replaced by wood. We have even made a laser out of wood. And already, the tallest wooden building in the world is about 105 metres high. A religious museum in Thailand, currently still under construction. That's roughly twice the height of student accommodation in Vancouver, also built of wood, and about 18 stories high. And when you think about the urban infrastructure needed worldwide, in the year 2030, only about a third of it has been built so far. So there's lots of room for further growth of wooden structures. Now, if you find this hard to believe, let me tell you that we have already made wood to be three times sharper than steel and almost as transparent as glass. Of course, while wood is light, strong and flexible, it can also rot and crack. So if we want wood to replace other materials, we'd need to do a lot of processing to it. But already, we have to do a huge amount of processing to various raw materials to end up with steel, glass, and concrete. And once we can replace construction materials with wood, this would reduce global greenhouse gas emissions by about 1 billion tonnes a year, or about 2-3%. Sustainable agriculture, where we're balancing old-growth timber, animal habitats and human populations, will be the key. You see, there's about 3 trillion trees on our planet, and there are between 1 and 6 billion hectares of degraded and underused land available for new tree growth. So let's start by looking at natural wood. It has 3 major components, each with different mechanical and chemical properties. About 40% is nanocellulose, or plain cellulose, bundles of strong fibres that are similar to Kevlar, which is in bulletproof vests and high-performance sails. We humans use lots of cellulose each year, about 20 times the volume of steel produced annually. Cellulose is used already as a substitute for petrochemicals in electronics, nappies, paints, and even cosmetics. Next, about 20-30% of wood is lignin, a varied mix of organic chemicals fairly similar to crude oil. At the moment, we tend to waste this precious resource, either by burning it or using it as an additive to make concrete. However, lignin has huge potential to replace very many oil-based products. Most of the rest is hemicellulose, chemically similar to starch or glucose. At the moment, our research on how to use hemicellulose is lagging, but there's a vast, untapped potential to use it to replace plastics. So, first, how do you process natural wood to make it harder than steel? The chemists and material scientists start off by removing some of the lignin and the hemicellulose, by boiling the natural wood in a solution of sodium hydroxide and sodium sulfate. They then compress it while it's still hot to about 1/5 of its original volume. This makes it much more dense, but more importantly, it neatly lines up most of the nanofibres of cellulose with each other. This modified wood is about 11 times tougher and about 30 times harder than natural wood. And in terms of strength per weight, this modified wood beats lightweight titanium alloy. And that's absolutely amazing. The densely packed microstructure of this modified wood also makes it suitable for bulletproof armour. This modified wood is about 3 times harder than steel. So it makes a very nice knife and also very strong nails that will never rust. And yet, is made from totally sustainable and recyclable materials. Another really unexpected use for modified wood is to make glass. Glass has a few problems. It's brittle, it's not very strong, and it's a lousy insulator. In the USA, about 1/4 of all the energy used to control the temperatures of buildings simply leaks out through the hopelessly inefficient glass windows. Clever material scientists worked out that the lignin component of wood was what made it opaque, and they came up with a method to modify the lignin using simple hydrogen peroxide and the ultraviolet in sunlight to bleach it transparent. There's a little bit more chemistry, partially involving clear epoxy, before arriving at something that is very transparent. Mind you, it's still not as perfectly transparent and haze-free as glass, but give the scientists a bit more time and money, and they'll get there. However, this transparent wood was 4 times better at insulating than top-quality double glazing, and it is 50 times stronger than glass, so it can be very easily used as a structural load-bearing material in domestic housing and even skyscrapers. And as a bonus, it's much better than regular glass at blocking ultraviolet. So your curtains won't fade and your skin won't tan. Transparent wood will find applications in making solar panels, optoelectronic devices, energy-efficient building materials, and even electronic touch panels. By using sustainable materials such as wood for a circular economy, well, the way ahead suddenly seems very clear.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.